Hamas, a Palestinian militant group, just launched a surprise attack on Israel, and their prime minister has declared they are at war. This tragic event is still developing, so it's unclear whether or not it will remain rather isolated and fizzle out quickly, or escalate into an international conflict. If this war does evolve into a global situation, it will affect how the US Treasury and central banks around the world act. So as investors, what should we be mindful of if an international incident or escalation of an existing conflict happens in order to protect our wealth and be prepared to take advantage of any potential opportunities? Well, there are two main things that usually happen when situations like this occur, especially when governments aren't doing so great. One, they print lots and lots of money. And two, they implement capital controls to try and keep their national currencies from leaving their country. So one, lots and lots of money printing leads to inflation due to the devaluation of the currency through basically legalized counterfeiting. And as we've seen with the continued de-dollarization around the world, as more and more countries drop the US dollar, those dollars come flooding back to the domestic US, which further increases the supply of dollars, causing inflation. And as we've seen with the Russia-Ukraine conflict, access to goods and services like energy can be limited, causing energy crises, which also causes inflation. And two, capital controls prevent people from withdrawing their money, freely using their money, and can include automatic conversions of foreign currencies into national currencies, or perhaps only allowing conversion of currencies with a set rate, which is always unfavorable for us, the citizens. So yes, we need to be aware that it will start to get more difficult to convert our fiat money into hard assets like gold, Bitcoin, and similar. And just like the US government did the last time they were in trouble back in the 1930s, they can straight up steal your gold and ban you from being able to own it. At the end of the day, it's a very simple, unfortunate process. The fall of empires starts with hyperinflation, which leads to social collapse, and then basically starvation. And here's what's interesting about the nature of governments that force their country to use fiat currencies they print out of thin air and distribute unfairly to themselves and their cronies. They don't actually need money from our taxes. Sure, they love to tax everything so money flows back to them, but the reality and overall sentiment is they don't care about us, they don't need us, and so it doesn't matter if all of us are starving because the government can and will always feast while we starve. So we need to ask ourselves some questions like, do we have hard assets? Do we have digital assets? Are they secured in non-custodial ways where we can fully, completely own and control them? And are we mobile in case we need to physically move and live somewhere else with more freedom and favorable conditions? Hello, I'm Crypto Casey. I just got back from Europe, so I'm a little congested. Welcome to another episode of Crypto This Week. Let's take a look at the global news stories and the state of the current macro environment. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Ifani, Heatbit, and Tangent Wallet. Get 100% guaranteed protection against SIM swapping attacks using Ifani's secure cellular services, which you can learn more about in this video. Easily mine Bitcoin for passive income with Heatbit Mini's easy-to-use 3-in-1 Bitcoin mining rig, which is also a space heater and air purifier. And invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. Let's take a minute to check out this interesting tweet by Kim.com about understanding the Hamas attack on Israel. Iran is aiming for a confrontation with Israel and the US. The success of Russia and Ukraine is encouraging Iran to undo decades of hostile US foreign policy in the Middle East. A bankrupt US government has just been invited to another war. The timing is opportunistic. The US government is forced to print trillions of US dollars as it struggles to raise new debt. Another war would lead to a significant increase in inflation and an accelerated economic decline of the US. If Iran mines the Strait of Hormuz, the global energy crisis would become critical. The Biden administration has used the majority of US oil reserves to stabilize domestic oil prices. Iran can increase the pain for the US government significantly. Ukraine is turning into a major defeat for the US and NATO. A new front in the Middle East would accelerate the US decline. The US government and its Western partners simply cannot afford it. Russia and China would benefit the most. Iran understands this and is playing into the hands of its partners. And what's interesting is last month, on September 11th, the Biden administration issued $6 billion sanctions waiver amid signs of U.S.-Iran prisoner swap. Multiple news agencies say U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, has signed off on a sanctions waiver to allow some $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets to be transferred from South Korea to Qatar as part of a U.S.-Iran prisoner swap, with AP saying Congress was notified of the move on September 11th. So basically, Biden released $6 billion in frozen funds to Iran about a month before an Iran-backed terrorist group launched a deadly attack on Israel. Interesting. And when considering the U.S.'s upcoming presidential and congressional elections next year, what would happen if this conflict demands a U.S. military response? Well, foreign policy would be the main topic of debate among candidates. So if the U.S. goes to war, domestic issues go out the window, which is bad for U.S. citizens because the U.S. has a lot of domestic issues right now. And this would further destroy the crumbling foundation of the U.S. economy. Think back to China attacking Taiwan and disrupting the microchip supply chain. Or imagine if Russia starts using nuclear weapons on Ukraine. Or if Ukraine falls and Russia invades a NATO country. A military draft could become a real possibility, who knows? But like I said, we might as well be aware of and prepare for a worst case scenario. And obviously the very worst case scenario would be that we all end up dead from a nuclear fallout, in which case gold, Bitcoin, and most investments become a lot less important to us. Either way, this is another interesting tweet to consider in light of this developing story. 20-year war on Afghanistan? Taliban won. 12-year war on Syria? Assad won. Decades of military support to Ukraine? Russia won. Decades of military control in Sahel? Juntas won. 62 years of military support in Israel? Cracked by Hamas. The U.S. empire is crumbling. And so is its status as the world's reserve currency as this week, Iraq to end all cash withdrawals, transactions, and U.S. dollars by January 1, 2024. Iraqi banks limit dollar cash withdrawals amid U.S. scrutiny and de-dollarization plan. So is there anything the U.S. can do to maintain its status as the leading financial, technological, and military superpower of the world? Maybe Hillary Clinton is onto something. Hillary Clinton says MAGA cult members need deprogramming. Maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen, she said. Ah yes, some deprogramming. The ominous thing about a comment like that from someone with political power and influence is that we've seen this before back in Joseph Stalin's regime. It was called the Gulag, which was a system of forced labor camps. So the issue is, who decides what a cult is? Who decides who needs reprogramming? What are they going to program them with instead? What if the government views crypto as a cult? Or views anyone who is against the enforcement of a CBDC or central bank digital currency as someone who needs to spend some time in the gulag? What if ideas like this are implemented in a social credit system, where depending on your thoughts, beliefs, and personal views, you may or may not get access to your money to commute, to eat, to quite literally live? Let me know what you think in the comments below. I mean, the mainstream media is already doing its best to try to demonize crypto by circulating twisted headlines like, crypto and DeFi laundering reaches record-breaking $7 billion, which when doing the math comes out to 0.3% of total money laundering is crypto. Yeah. And some countries continue to do their best to control the media and global narratives like Canada to regulate podcasts. And what the media regulator calls a major step forward, but others call an attempt to crush free speech, Canada's CRTC has moved into regulation of podcasts. The new rules ensure online streaming services make meaningful contributions to Canadians and Indigenous content. The CRTC requires all online services with more than $10 million Canadian dollars in revenue that operate in Canada and that offer podcasts to register with the government before November 28th. So basically, Elon Musk with X.com, formerly Twitter, is one of the only alternatives to mainstream media that places a lot of importance on freedom of speech and debunking or exposing fake news narratives. Countries around the world also commonly try to censor things we can access on the internet, like news media and access to decentralized financial protocols, which we can actually combat using VPNs. As a crypto investor in the US interacting with DeFi apps, sometimes the only way we can access them is by using a VPN or virtual private network service, like NordVPN. For example, if we try to access the DeFi exchange Oneinch and receive this 403 access restricted notice, it is because we need to use a VPN, which is a service that allows you to connect to public networks like Wi-Fi through an encrypted tunnel that protects your privacy while online. So to further protect ourselves as crypto investors, we should all be definitely using a VPN or virtual private network because it keeps our identity private by hiding our IP address and masking our location. So any data that passes through while the device is connected to the internet is safe and we're able to access websites our country may otherwise be trying to censor from us. NordVPN is my personal favorite. It's extremely easy to set up, very user-friendly, and if you use the link in the description area below to access the correct and official site, they are offering their services to our community at a discounted price with 1 month free. So scroll down to check them out. All right, let's wrap things up with some news about banks and why it's more important than ever to have some of our wealth in the form of digital assets that we hold in our own self-custody cold storage hardware wallets like Tangent Wallet. Yet another bank is on the verge of collapse. Shares in this US bank just plunged over 30%. Shares in UK lender Metro Bank sank as much as 31% Thursday, following a report that it was urgently seeking to raise funds to shore up its finances. Are we getting closer to the end of seeing banks go under, or still just getting started? $260 billion in deposits exits JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citi in 1 year. People are very nervous about putting their money in the banks because if another one fails, and you have your cash in there, right now you're only guaranteed for $250,000. And when banks aren't failing and losing all of your money, they are dictating what you can do with your money. JP Morgan's UK bank Chase to ban crypto transactions. So we have come full circle. Depending on how this Israel conflict pans out, remember the simple, unfortunate process. Money printing, hyperinflation, social collapse, starvation. So be mindful, be prepared. Access to hard assets outside of the fiat system like gold and Bitcoin will become increasingly harder to convert our national currencies into. Get ready now. Awesome. If you would like to have that eureka moment and understand how Bitcoin can help us maintain complete control over some of our wealth, check out this video. If you would like to finally have that eureka moment and understand how cryptocurrency wallets, seed phrases, and private keys work, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangent Wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.